Welcome back to Before You Sleep, where we talk about manga, anime, webtoon, and other awesome stories. My name is Manuela, and today I'm gonna be talking to you about a K-drama. It finished recently, and it was so good that I just simply decided to talk about it. And in Korean, it's called Saikojiman Kentana, and in English, is It's Okay Not to Be Okay. And I also heard it as Psycho But It's Alright, and the translations are actually really accurate, so I really like that. And wait, if you're one of those people who does not like K-dramas because of whatever reason, actually stay around because this one might wake up your curiosity. Now, remember that all these reviews have spoilers, but if you don't want spoilers, you can visit my YouTube channel Before Sleep. Now, ready? Here we go! Okay. So this story is, of course, a drama that has a little bit of thriller into it. It also has romance and comedy and kind of like a dark side. It has like a dark style to it, but it's also really, really emotional. And not only what refers to the protagonist, but just the entire series. And we also get concepts related to family issues, madness, horror, and healing as well. Now, our story is about this guy called Mungante, who is a nurse or helper in a psychiatric, taking care of mentally ill people, and has an older brother called Sante, who has autism, and so basically Gante has taken care of him during his whole life. And his brother loves these children's books that are really famous at the moment, that has this kind of odd type of illustrations and are made by a writer who is gonna be our female protagonist. This woman is actually really an extravagant person. She has quite a dark personality, has a unique taste in fashion that I actually loved, and has a terrible character, and is called Comunión. So one day, this female writer is going to read books in the same psychiatric that Gante is working, and there is a problem with a patient that ends up attacking Comunión, who gets mad and tries to stab him with a, like, normal knife, but is stopped by Gante, and this is how they meet each other. And from this point on, the writer, Comunión, starts getting kind of obsessed with Gante, so starts following him around, and on his part, Gante feels that he has met this woman before. So Gante and Sante, actually, because of certain issues regarding their past, they move frequently from city to city and end up moving to their childhood town because Gante finds a job in a psychiatric there. And since Comunión has been researching everything about Gante, she kind of ends up going to the same place. And so the three of them end up living in the same town, that is like their childhood town, and working in the same psychiatric, where our whole story is going to develop. And all of this leads them to uncover all the mysteries and secrets surrounding the three of them, confronting their own traumas, and also, at the same time, healing each other while interacting with other people. Wow! So it's such like a great story, actually, and believe me, I just told you like the very, very beginning. So this story is actually fantastic. From the name, to the style, to the characters, everything, I just think it was perfect. First of all, I love the style of the series, like, since it is so connected to children's books and lessons, like, they do analogies with the stories about what is actually happening with the characters, so I really love that concept they did. The style the writer does the books is kind of odd and dark. It actually reminded me a little bit of Tim Burton kind of style, and so it has, like, really good illustrations, and with this bit of mystery and darkness into it. So we get to this kind of saying, I don't know if you heard of this before, that children's books are not actually meant for children. So here we see a little bit of this concept as well. Also, other thing that is related, and I love how they do it, is the connection between what the characters are going through and their inner child. Like, it's kind of related to the connection with the children's books as well. So this actually is connected to the main concept of the story, that is healing. So of course a lot of people in the psychiatric is there because of certain issues or traumas that they had in their life that pushed them to that situation and to go to the psychiatric. But especially what it refers to the protagonist, they are hurt and they have issues because of what happened when they were children. So we can see how they heal as their inner child also starts healing. So that side of it is actually really pretty, and they show it in this series in such a beautiful way. On the other hand, I also love the characters so much, like they complement each other so well. And we have so much character development, not only for the three protagonists, but for almost all secondary characters as well. I like so much the combination of our two main characters. On one hand, we have Mungante, who is kind of selfless. He kind of has lived his life only for his brother, so he forgot about himself, basically. And he's really empathetic, but he restrains himself a lot in his effort to be patient with his brother and other patients. And in contrast, we have Komunyon, who only knows how to think about herself and what she wants when she wants it, and has zero restraints. Is more like an explosive type of person, and so actually is able to talk and relate to the patients or mentally ill people, not as they were patients, but just treats them as any other person she would meet. And so this combination is also gonna give us a lot of comedy that is actually a great point of this story. And our other protagonist is also super amazing, is Sante, who is one of my favorite characters, and he's really funny. He gives also a lot of comedy and actually has a fantastic character development. So he is this character that has autism, and so he's like a kid and he doesn't understand very well about emotions or about humans, kind of. But he's also really kind and he's trying to be part of society, and we can see his transformation and transition from being like this little kid to actually becoming the older brother. So we have also as secondary characters all these mentally ill people, and also the man in charge of the psychiatric, and they are all of them like so interesting people, and we get to see also like their problems, and they play an important role in every chapter and influence a lot the main characters as well. And so this fantastic story was produced by Studio Dragon and is one of my favorites. Actually, I really feel it has like a really different vibe from other dramas, and it was really beautifully made, even though I didn't thought about it at the beginning, because at the beginning I just thought it was a little bit creepy and weird, but it's so good. So they did a great job with contrasting the dark moments and the bright moments. Like, you can see all the sequence of the process from being troubled to being okay through all this process. And the story starts, as I said before, like really dark and kind of strange and odd and a little bit cold, but ends up really bright and moving and warm. So I just love how they manage all the production of this series. And the music is also really on point and perfect for the series, that it kind of emphasizes a lot the personalities of every character, so I really like that as well. And so this is everything for today's review. I hope that if you haven't watched this drama yet, I was able to wake up your curiosity a little bit, but more than anything, I hope you enjoyed this episode and look forward for the next one. Thank you for listening, and talk to you later! Bye bye!